This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this program where you can, as always, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Tonight it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts, plus the Michigan barber protest that harkens back to something that happened here in New Hampshire more than a decade ago. If you recall, there was the outlaw manicurist event that happened here way, way back. It was actually before I even moved here. It was, I think, 2005 when an activist protested the idea of business licensing. The idea that you should have to beg government permission, ask these bureaucrats to deem you okay to go out and give somebody a manicure, or in this case, cut someone's hair. And we'll talk more about what happened in Michigan coming up here in moments. But with you, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts first. We go first to Mike. He's calling from Maine, listening to WLOB. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Greetings from Stalag, Maine.
Welcome.
God, man, I'm telling you. I wanted you guys to know you got some real freedom fighters up here.
Really?
Well, you got Rick Savage over there. He runs a Sunday River Brew Pub. He was the first one to stand up. He was the first one to stand up and say, no more of this.
And now, didn't they take his so-called license and liquor permit away from him, and then he reopened anyway?
Yeah, well, he got in. They filed a major lawsuit up here against the governor and the state of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
You got a radio guy over here by the name of Ray Richardson, and great guy. And he's been driving a train on this, and he got some people together to file a lawsuit against the governor and the state of Maine. And Rick jumped in on the lawsuit. It's now become a class action.
Hmm.
But, the people up here in Maine have had it with this, And the real freedom fighters are standing up. We've been up to the state house, 3 rallies already. I'm going to tell you something right now. People didn't have masks on. They shook hands. They hugged. It was up at the state house. Now, what we've been trying to figure out is Rick served 800 people in his restaurant the day before they shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
We've had thousands at each rally up there. And there seems to be no outbreak anywhere. Now, you would think this is that bad. There would have been an outbreak from Rick's restaurant. Would have been an outbreak from the rallies. We've got another rally scheduled the 30th. But I got to tell you, these people are standing up here. And I got to tell you, man, political, it has nothing to do with it. There's Democrats, Independents, Republicans, Libertarians. They're all there. They're all standing up. And I'll tell you, man, I'm amazed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We did talk about Rick and his restaurant on the air here on Free Talk Live, and that's what I want to see. I want to see more business owners like that, where he stood up, he made a stand, and took a risk. And that, I wish we just had more people like him. Unfortunately, we don't.
We've got another one up here in Brunswick, Maine. She runs a salon. It's more or less a therapy salon. They let all the other beauty salons open, but they still won't let her. Her name's Miranda Brannigan. Great girl.
So what's she doing? Is she opening anyway?
No, they literally shut her right down.
What does that mean?
Look, dig this. This girl was 19 years old, single mother. She went to school at night to get this, cosmetology license. She's worked her butt off all her life, and they literally took her. She's 17 years she's ran this place, and they literally took it away from her, And
so what is she doing exactly? You said she's not going to reopen. What is it that she is doing?
She can't. They've literally, done everything they can to keep her shut down.
What does that mean? Does that mean that they've, like, you know, brought cops out and stopped her physically from entering the premises, or what?
She's a young mother. She can't afford, you know, in a young marriage. She can't afford to have, and I'm telling you, they're throwing away to the government, you know.
Yes, they're scary.
Yeah, this governor over here is just overwhelming.
Well, what happens is it'll come down to hundreds of dollars a day in fines is what it is. So most of these business owners, and I addressed this in an article I wrote recently, and Mike, thanks for calling and sharing that with us. I do appreciate it, that I wrote this weekend over at freekeen.com all about this sort of just my general thoughts on what's been happening. I titled it "The Real Virus is Fear and the Belief in the State," because you do have these examples of these business owners here and there throughout the country that have been getting some news media coverage. You mentioned the salon owner, or somebody mentioned the salon owner in Dallas. She got a lot of media coverage.
Yep.
And, you know, none of these business owners are really, I mean, while they are challenging to some extent the status quo, not a single one of them, I don't think that I've heard of, is like, well, I'm just going to reopen my business how I want to. Meaning, meaning I don't want to have masks on in my business. But like the salon owners are, oh, well, you know, we want to reopen our business. We'll put masks on. We'll do social distancing. We'll make everybody stay in their cars. There's all these rules that they've applied. They're trying to appease while at the same time saying, okay, I still want to open even though you're not going to let me, but I'm going to open with all these restrictions. So it's not like anybody's really just been like, you know what, we're opening like we used to. Come on in. You know, enter your own risk.
They will get hammered.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
You can't do that.
I know.
The only way you could do it is just to let your regular customers know that you're going to do that quietly and you're just going to keep operating. And there have been plenty of businesses around Portsmouth and New Hampshire that operated that way, that were like, we're just going to stay open. We're
really?
Just going to do our thing. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to go to the newspapers and say we're big heroes because we're doing this. Because you know what's going to happen? We're going to get shut down.
To get crushed.
Yeah, we're going to have lawsuits. Do we need that? Are we in business to fight the government, or are we in business to make money here? Like, we're here to serve our customers, and let's just focus on doing that.
That's the thing. I don't blame a business owner for doing that. That's why they got into their business, was to help people get whatever product or service that they wanted to bring to the marketplace and help their customers. But unfortunately, as long as the government gets to tell them what to do, then their business can be ruined in a moment's notice by some arbitrary diktat coming down from on high. And if what you're saying is true, that a bunch of business owners did quietly continue operating, I'll say this. I don't know a single restaurant that did. Do you?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how they did it, but, you know, I certainly don't want to call them out.
They must have some really good customers who didn't tell, you know, all the wrong people, because there's a bunch of snitches out there that'll ruin your day.
You know, it's easy to play the game. You just learn what the rules are that they want you to do, and then you pretend you're doing that. And you just keep doing what you need to do.
Let's talk to Milton. He's in Bacon, South Carolina. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring up a strong point that just like any other pathological liar that you have ever met, you can trace it back to the beginning of our founding fathers who said they discovered America and then write Bill of Rights and Constitution, and yet they discovered there were already people there. So how was it discovered? So let's stick to being constitutional, since that was, you know, at least worked for everybody. And, you know, while we're speaking of we the people, if we did half the crap that they do and get away with it, you wouldn't even need a federal prison.
Well, they do get away with a lot of crap, but that's because people let them. You know, people just roll over.
Exactly. And I'm super glad you have this thing going. I didn't know about y'all until about 2 hours ago. I've been listening to you while I'm driving home.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And I couldn't help myself. I had to call in.
Well, nice. Welcome, Milton, and stick with us. We're on 7 nights a week, although I don't think we're on every night there on broadcast radio, but you can always get more Free Talk Live anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. So thank you for the call, and enjoy the ride. I appreciate that. That's one of the things I've been trying to change with this whole stay safe mentality that's been going on around there, out there. I've been trying to say to people, instead of drive safe, which used to be what I said, I want to say enjoy
fast,
the ride.
Take chances.
I want to say enjoy the ride now instead of drive safe.
That applies to all situations.
Sure. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us. You know a business owner who has been either quietly or openly disobedient to these rules, these arbitrary, tyrannical diktats. More coming up.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite for life.
DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about the New Hampshire Freedom Festivals that are coming up here in just a few weeks from now, several weeks away. And Liberty.menu's got an entry for ForkFest there. Liberty.menu is an excellent site. It's a tool for individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you ought to have your business, the thing that you do, or more than one thing, listed over at Liberty.menu. It's a pretty handy site. It's easy to use. It's very attractive. And it's free, so why not? Maybe you'd like a little bit more business. Maybe you'd like some new customers. Well, they can find you by using Liberty.menu if you're listed there. So go ahead, get on over there, and get listed now. And again, it's free to do that. You can use code FTL. You'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile for doing that. And there is a bit of a social networking aspect to the site as well. And it does include events listings and digital content. So go to Liberty.menu to do that. All right, so here's the story that I've been teasing all night long with MLive.com report. Lansing, Michigan, that's the state capital there, barbers and protesters conducted Operation Haircut on the state's lawn and steps of the state capitol.
It's a great name.
With few confrontations or flare-ups on Wednesday, the demonstration organized by the Michigan Conservative Coalition featured barbers and stylists offering free haircuts in defiance of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive orders aiming to slow the spread of COVID-19.
That's great. Just that description, the optics of that, the free haircuts, it's put on by an official organization, it seems really wholesome, and it's in defiance of something that is clearly tyrannical. Like, these are right. All big wins.
And who could be against this?
This is good press.
Well, the people who are the Chicken Littles, the Fraidy Cats, the people that are cowering and snitching on their neighbors, those are the ones who are against this. The statists who want total control and total obedience, they're against this. The emergency orders by Whitmer closed barbershop salons and other businesses, and we had been referring to previously the 77-year-old man, somebody called about him earlier tonight, the guy running a barbershop in northern Michigan who was, you know, again, one of these business owners who was out on Front Street letting it be known that he was continuing to operate, and they, of course, targeted him. The only escalation Wednesday came when a pair of Michigan militia protesters, one with a rifle, started shouting at Michigan State police officers for issuing $500 citations to barbers. So I guess the media doesn't consider it an escalation when the those government goons are actually issuing the citations. That's not an escalation to them. That's just the natural way of things. But to me, that is the escalation, because prior to that, all you had were people that were privately and, or I guess openly, offering haircuts to anybody who wanted them. And then you've got a bunch of armed goons from the state police coming in there and trying to intimidate them.
Yeah, and whether the cops agree or disagree with the policies they're enforcing doesn't really matter, because they're enforcing them, right? Like, they're going out there and, you know, the one side says, do what you want, face the consequences. The other side says, you will do as we say, or you will go to prison. Because once you get a $500 fine, mm-hmm. and you refuse to pay it, what happens?
You go to jail.
Yeah, ultimately, that's where it goes.
Well, there's also jail time that is included in this charge. The charge is not violating the governor's orders, but the old favorite.
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
It sucks. That shows law enforcement is in the wrong. When they have to do disorderly conduct or a small variety of those little handfuls of things, it's like all it is contempt of authority. And yep. This country was created by people who had contempt for their current authority.
Yeah.
In fact, people who were willing to shoot the enforcers of that authority. So just keep it in mind.
Officers were issuing a fine to Angela Regas, a barber from Caledonia, as well as six others working Wednesday. No arrests or physical altercations occurred. MSP, that's the state police spokes bureaucrat, Shannon Banner, told MLive, quote, they were warned that if they continue to cut hair, they will be cited. And then they finally were cited as a disorderly person. A person convicted of disorderly person/conduct is subject to up to 90 days in jail or a fine of no more than $500 or both. Regas helped de-escalate the situation, telling the two men that she could handle the situation in court herself. She says, I just took the citation, I just took it, and I'll fight it. I'm not worried, and I have a lot of friends and a lot of supporters here today that will support me no matter what happens today. So kudos to her for being willing to fight this. Unfortunately, this is the bad part of the story. The conservative organizers of the protest pledged to cover Barber's fines through a GoFundMe fundraiser in a speech to the crowd. And this is another aspect of these pushbacks that I got to say I don't appreciate very much.
What do you mean?
Paying the government, specifically in enriching the state, encouraging them. You pay them, you encourage them. If you pay them, you're telling them, oh, I guess I'm part of your system and I'm agreeing with what you're doing.
I'm not entirely sure that's I get your point, and it's not that I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
It's that, I mean, there are people openly flouting the law here. Mm-hmm. They're willing to do it. Yes, they're paying the fines or whatever, but they're saying, look, these are stupid rules. And I don't want to deal with the consequences, so, and people don't want them to deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want these brave souls to have to deal with the consequences, so they're willing to give the money to pay for the, you know, the fines or whatever.
I understand why they're doing what they're doing. It's just sad, because paying the bully.
Yeah, but it's about minimizing damage. So the bully's either going to kick you in the shins or somewhere else, and you decide,
what are the choices,
where do I want to get kicked?
I mean, look, there's what's right and what's wrong, right? Like, what's right is these barbers, you know, defend their ability to, give haircuts. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, defense comes down to firearms. Mm-hmm. In this world. I mean, we live in a world where every square inch was taken by somebody willing to fight for it. And
well, if you pay, you're not fighting. You're rolling over.
I gotcha. But you can't fight. I don't recommend fighting.
Sure you can. I've never paid a single fine to these government goons.
I know, man.
Yeah. So you could just not pay and then let the chips fall where they might. They're going to put you in jail. Well, they already have a potential jail sentence on this. It's up to 90 days in jail. You're not going to be able to pay that away. So just do whatever the extra time is for the 500. I think it's a bad precedent, because then you're just telling people that you can't resist. That there is, that even if you resist past point A, which is to say that they did, and kudos to them for doing the haircuts in the first place, that is some level of, you know, civil disobedience, and I appreciate that. But then you don't back it up in that case. You just go ahead and just, you know, capitulate. And, oh, well, now they want $500 out of you? Okay, somebody else is going to pay it. Well, you've made the problem go away, but you've also made the problem worse. Because now they know they're going to get money every time they go and they issue one of these fines. It's no skin off their back.
It's a lot to ask for the general public to have an entirely principled stance. Like,
yeah,
most people just...
I ask a lot.
Yeah, well,
it's true.
It might be too much to ask,
yeah.
Because what people are comfortable with is... just using their judgment about, well, this seems too much. I'm willing to accept that the government is my master and is the authority over me, has jurisdiction here. But this is too far, and I'm going to fight them on this one issue.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, I think for the most part, this is a good protest.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that it happened, and there needs to be more like this. But don't pay these goons. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will get back up and running soon.
We've been talking about reopening and how we proceed with reopening. It's been different in different regions all across the state. We have criteria all across the state that applies to every region. There is no variance in the criteria region from region.
Brazil is now the hotspot for COVID-19. USA's John Hunt has more.
Brazil has now surpassed Russia in total number of confirmed cases, with 330,890, according to Johns Hopkins University. The South American country now has the second highest number of cases globally, behind only the United States. The worst-hit nation in Latin America also reported over 1,000 deaths over the last 24 hours, bringing its total death toll to over 21,000.
This is USA Radio News. The body of 9-year-old Alejandro Ripley has been found in a Florida canal after his mother reported she was kidnapped. Miami-Dade State's Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundel says the boy was not abducted. She says his mother killed him.
The tragic loss of the life of a 9-year-old boy and the loss really of any young life leaves all of us grieving. This boy's senseless death will stay with all of us.
North Texas has been pounded by storms. They've had large hail and tornadoes that are causing severe damage in the area. At least 50 businesses and dozens of homes have been damaged in the town of Bowie on Friday night. But no deaths or significant injuries have been reported. Wichita Falls was hit with hail the size of golf balls. Winds in the area were clocked at 90 miles an hour, causing structural damage in many places. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Massive barber civil disobedience, hair salon civil disobedience, multiple barbers and hairstylists meeting in the Michigan State Capitol to give free haircuts. And by the way, you know, there was actually a guy giving free haircuts here in Keene over the weekend. So that was
really?
last weekend, not this weekend, but yeah, Sunday at our Social Sundays event.
Oh, but that's a real service.
Somebody we didn't know was just randomly in the park with a pair of clippers and giving
pretty good haircuts.
Not all heroes wear capes,
right?
Boy, that is awesome.
Yeah,
you know that it's something that's important to everybody. It's being able to have your hair cut, being able to be presentable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all got this problem of this stuff that grows out of our head, and we have
right.
to do something with it. Got to
chop it off.
You know, and it affects everyone. So it's great.
It was one of the things that you heard from people the most during the lockdown was, where do I get a haircut? How do I get a haircut?
Yeah, it's about self-respect. We want to, like, be able to groom ourselves and go out into the world with our head held high. And if we look like slobs, it's hard to feel good about yourself. I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. I like to be presentable.
Yeah, Ian's fine with it.
Hey, I gave myself a haircut the other day.
Yeah, looks good.
Thank you. Anyway, this guy was just, you know, giving haircuts. Oh, we didn't know who he was. He wasn't a libertarian activist or anything like that.
Yes, he was.
He was just a guy, and I don't even know what his politics were. I didn't ask him about that.
His actions reveal his preferences. Which
At least on this issue, yeah.
Yeah.
He was on the right side of things. And he just plugged into the bandstand in Central Square, which apparently they had the power turned on.
That's bad.
Yeah, they didn't shut
theft
the power
of government
on.
Services.
Right. I asked him if I could take his picture, you know, and guy, and they were totally cool with it. So I've got photos of it and everything.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks for documenting that.
Yeah, I haven't posted it anywhere, but I do have it. So we've been talking about what happened in Michigan, and we can continue with that. In fact, we do have Gary on the line in Nashville, Michigan. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was down there at that and actually got a haircut down there at the Capitol.
Oh, right on.
A lot of good people down there. I wasn't impressed with the state police. One of the state stylists right in front of us got surrounded. I think there was 8 state troopers. They all turned around and looked away from the stylist. And then they had another. It looked like the higher-ranking officer went in there and talked to the stylist. I didn't agree with that. That was just wrong. We did donate money for their fines, you know, if they get them. There's also a lawyer that is going to be taking their case on.
Is the lawyer taking the cases pro bono?
I'm not sure.
I hope so.
He was on a talk show the other day, but he might, you know, he is going to be taking on all their cases, and there was 7 of them. One was a little bit intimidated, but kept on cutting and stayed there.
So let me see if I hold on before you go on. Are you saying that even though the goons were there intimidating these barbers, that they didn't stop the cutting? So even when they were fined or issued a citation, did they stop at that point, or did they continue and like finish the job that they had started?
Well, they finished that and finished more. They just got a ticket.
So that's interesting that the police didn't actually ticket and then say, if you keep going, we're going to arrest you. So they just issued the tickets and walked away, basically?
Yes. Now, it was a protest.
Armed fundraisers.
Yeah.
It was a protest.
Mm-hmm.
And now the protest, I went in there to protest and gave my hair. They came in there and gave their hands and their equipment. So I think it was they had to watch what they do, because if they start shutting people down, hauling them out, a protest,
yeah,
they would probably been in big trouble at that point in time, I think. I'm not a lawyer, but
They would have been legally in the right to put people in handcuffs, but it's bad for optics, right? Like, they didn't want to be seen doing that.
Those people were peaceably assembling, and as far as I'm concerned, they don't have the right to do that. Like, they, all those people took an oath to the United States Constitution,
sure,
and the right to peaceably assemble is right there.
Right,
but this
rights
is the problem with cops, right? They take an oath to the Constitution, said that they'll protect your constitutional rights, and then they slather all over the shoes of those lying thieves. And then what do? They complain about the liars and the thieves that hold back the money from them. Oh, how come you're not giving us more? Our union went in there for much more money. They're like, you know, these people aren't serving and protecting anybody but the politicians. If it isn't glaringly clear right now, like, this is it, right? Like, everybody's thanking nurses. Nobody's thanking cops anymore. And they shouldn't be.
This is totally political.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a county that has a total of 57 cases, and last I heard, there's only 14. Everybody else has recovered. There's only 14 in our entire county, and they still have my business shut down.
What's your business, if you don't mind? What's the industry?
Driver education. We teach kids how to drive.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Sorry, kids. Yep. You don't get to learn how to drive anymore. COVID-19.
You'll have to learn how to drive later.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Gary. I appreciate you going down there, man, and being the victim of those barbers voluntarily.
It was fun.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
People.
It looked like fun. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Business owners like Sarah Yax, this is according to, again, MLive.com, who runs Hillsdale Massage Parlor Elbows of Love, said she's losing $2,000 a month and struggles to cover basic needs for her children, who traveled with her to the protest. She said, her voice occasionally breaking with emotion, quote, "That's not for the extras. That's not for taking my kids out to eat. Not having that income, while I'm grateful for the stimulus check that carried me through and I don't have to worry about getting evicted, the bills didn't stop," she said. Whitmer's administration should trust barbers, salons, massage parlors to operate safely, she said. Quote, "As a healthcare provider before this ever happened, I wash my hands before and after every client. I sanitize my equipment before every client. She has no right to take my career away."
If this wasn't a plan by big government and big business to destroy small business in America, then they really missed an opportunity, because it certainly worked.
It's unlikely barbers, salons, and personal care services would reopen when the stay-at-home order expires on May 28th, according to Whitmer. That's the governor there in Michigan. She said this, "It hurts me to say it because I would love to go get my hair done, too. But the fact of the matter is, the nature of that personal service is such that it is intimate. It is close. You can't social distance
yeah,
and get your hair cut.
You can go to Toledo, get your hair cut, and you'll be just fine."
Is it legal in Toledo or something?
I presume. I mean, they're, you know, this is the thing, and the smaller the state, the funnier it is. Vermont? Laughable.
What about it?
In all their lockdowns.
I didn't know that they had any.
Most of the people in Vermont live, like, pretty much everybody in Vermont lives 20 miles from the state border.
Yeah, but they're all geriatrics, right? I mean, they have to
in
be,
Vermont?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're old L.L. Bean geriatrics. They hike and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're healthy.
Yeah.
She says that's why it's important that we have all the protocols in place. My hope is that we get into phase 4 and then phase 5, and we are able to do those things. But at this juncture, it's too early to say precisely when we will get there. We're going to get there.
Who's we, lady?
Didn't the people of Michigan vote this lady in?
Some people did.
Well,
yeah.
That's one of the issues. It's,
okay,
ping pongs back and forth in so many of these places. Look at the United States. Is it a Republican place or is it a Democrat place? Bing pong, every 8 years.
I don't know. They chose this lady. I mean, they had other options, presumably.
But most of the people in Michigan didn't vote. So they didn't vote. They didn't choose her. I mean, I suppose you could say they chose her by not voting.
No, I don't say that.
Oh, they actually had counter-protesters at this event, according to the story.
Were they joke counter-protesters?
A handful of them showed up, including members of the New Black Panther Nation. Everyone wants businesses to be open, said their spokesperson Malik Shabazz. It must be done slowly and on the basis of science. He said, quote,
oh, that's so dumb.
Let us open the economy slowly, safely, cautiously, and let science lead us, because money does not come before lives.
Yeah, well, that is so inauthentic, let science lead us. Because if he was actually looking at the science, he would see that there's no threat here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, anybody can look at the science and come up with whatever they want. But I will say this. My life is my own to choose how I risk it. If I wanted to go into business, you can protect your life. Stay your butt indoors. Stay it in there. Stay in there for the rest of your life. No one cares. No one's trying to tell you you have to stay in your house. They're trying to get out, and people won't let them.
All right, we got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in on the various different lockdowns and protests and things that are happening where you are, we'd love to hear about it. 855-450-FREE. And is there an update on the Libertarian Party convention? It's Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Also, don't forget to check out freetalklive.com. We have a lot of cool features on our website, so head on over there and enjoy the various different things you will find for free at freetalklive.com.
This COVID-19 thing's turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it's changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They're fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com. That's Matthew at freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, the governor of New Mexico, so she did, like a bunch of other governors, issued these shutdown orders. But we have the New Mexico Constitution, Article 4, Section 2, and it's short, but one of the things it says is it says that within 7 days of declaring these kinds of lockdowns or impositions on the people, that she's got to consult, in fact, call into session the legislature, which, you know, sounds reasonable, but she never did that. And she's gonna, if asked, what she's gonna say is that, oh well, we're not invoking the emergency powers in Article 4, Section 2 of the New Mexico Constitution.
Yes, other powers.
We have this other statutory Emergency Powers Act, and that's what we're using. But let me ask you, does it stand to reason that any statute that is enacted by a legislature that's operating under a state constitution, wouldn't that act need to be congruent with the constitution that is the highest law in the state?
The way you explain it, it sounds unconstitutional as hell. And one wonders why it hasn't been taken to a court up to this point. But, you know, I don't know what the results are of that. If they say, well, this is an emergency power, this is a urgent power, or some other crap hole thing like that. Politicians do this stuff all the time. You know, they parse words in order to lie and gain power.
Yeah, and what I would say back to them is Your Honor, I didn't murder him. It just ended his life, you know. And so it's any reasonable person, if you say, well, this isn't martial law, it's a lockdown. Okay, well, what's the difference? You're imposing aspects of martial law, and if you're imposing aspects of martial law, then shouldn't you have to get or follow the law on that kind of imposition?
Yeah, well, so, they don't have to do anything.
There's no rules. Yeah. The rules are made up, and no one follows them, and it doesn't matter. There's nothing that they can do.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, you
cares?
You hit it. Right. But they need that. So the point is they need to be called out on it, because the average person isn't aware that the courts and the people in power...
I don't think the average person cares. The average person wants to be told what to do, it seems like to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now you've hit on something else, is the fact or the seeming fact that, you know, 80% of the population is irrelevant, and it's left to the remaining 20% to fight it out. You know, so you got 10% of them, you know, that are abusing us, and 10% that need to oppose that abuse, and it's up to us, and the 80% in the middle don't matter, except for there's one caveat. They have figured out this thing called democratic voting. And that they have figured out that they can get the 80% imbeciles to go cast a vote for the oppressor, thinking that they're doing something good. And therefore they've harnessed the power of the imbecile, the 80% imbeciles in the middle that then fight against the 10% in society that are both, wise and just, put it that way, which would be us. We're on the good side, and of course.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody always thinks, but yes.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, my star-studded group tonight. This is my favorite group of hosts. So.
Yay, thanks.
That's all the ass-kissing you get for tonight.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I want to talk about two things real quick about Twitter. They sanctioned one of my tweets. I did a tweet... And all it was my comment about COVID-19 and then a link to a ZeroHedge.com article about how the suicides are spiking. And their warning says basically these four things. The first three are very quick. Just this website steals passwords, installs malicious software, collects personal information. So what they're doing is listing something that may be a violation at that website. They're not saying that they did all those things, but they're saying that this is what may be the reason that we're restricting that. But the fourth one is the one that really matters. It says, has been associated with a violation of Twitter's terms of service. So now their terms of service basically say that if you have an idea, if you're linking to information that's contrary to the status quo, that's a violation of Twitter's terms
of
service.
That's correct. And it's not just Twitter. YouTube,
Facebook. The good news is Gene is on Twitch. So
there's no
way that can get pulled down. It's on the blockchain.
That's right.
You post something there, and it's there forever.
Twitch is the blockchain competitor to Twitch. Or Twitch.
Right.
Saying Twitch. Twitter.
And
Twitch.
I hope everybody starts using Twitch. The other thing I was going to talk about was my link on Twitter and on Minds.com and other locations. In fact, I think I put it on Twitch as well. But it's about where... I proved that climate change cannot actually exist, at least not man-made climate change. And I put all of the numbers that I came up with, and I've been challenging everybody to go there and try and prove me wrong. I basically proved that if you burn all the fossil fuels that we have on the planet, or that's known reserves, because we don't know for sure how much carbon fuels there are. But if we were to burn all of the fuels that we know exist within 1 second, which is, of course, impossible, it would emit X amount of CO2. And I run all those numbers through a spreadsheet and come up with a number. And then I compare that number to the mass of the atmosphere, and it comes to a very tiny, it's like 2 or 3% of an increase of CO2 in the, or the mass of the atmosphere by CO2. Now, yes, the mass of CO2 might be different than the mass of nitrogen, et cetera, but it's basically showing that the amount of CO2 you would put into the atmosphere isn't really enough to cause a significant change. And that's if you were to burn all the reserves for 50 years. So the amount that we're burning each year is inconsequential.
So they took this post down too, or what?
No, they didn't. No, this is the main reason I called today, is because I want people to go to that. You can, I put it on the Discord, and it's also in my Twitter feed. I'm sure people can find
What's
it if
Twitter?
They want it. Gene One Christian.
Gene, the number one Christian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what experts might say regarding this. It's, I mean, you know, if you've done the calculations, I'm very curious if somebody can come out there and say, you know, those calculations are right or wrong. I
Thanks,
mean, that's how
Gene.
Science works.
Appreciate your call here tonight. Mark, you got an update from the Libertarian Party?
Yep, the Libertarian Party convention
is
on its third round of voting at this point. They have eliminated both Adam Kokesh and Judge Jim Gray, and now they are down to Jacob Hornberger, Joe Jorgensen, I can't remember Mon's first name, Vermin Supreme, and none of the above, which is always available.
All right. Vermin's been in third place this whole time, but as each candidate gets eliminated, then the people who are voting for that candidate can then vote for
They're
one of the other.
They're free to vote for another candidate.
And sometimes the candidate who gets eliminated will endorse one of the other three and try to influence votes.
Right. So 49 out of 51, what they're calling states, D.C. gets its own, have reported at this point, and you've got it at Jorgensen at about 38%, Hornberger at about 25.5%, Supreme, that's Vermin Supreme, at 18.5%, and
a respectable showing for
Mons at 16.5%.
It's not going to be good enough, likely, to walk away with it. I mean, anything could happen between now and the end of it, but it's not sounding good.
170 delegates will be free from Mons here in this next go-round, by the looks of it, and that would be a really sizable number, you know. I mean, it would be impressive if they all went for Supreme. But
not
then
likely.
Again, yeah, I mean, you know, Mons is not wearing a rubber boot on his head.
No, he wears a bow tie.
And so, as does Jacob Hornberger. So yeah. Mons voters will either go, in all likelihood, to Joe Jorgensen or Jacob Hornberger.
We should know by tomorrow night who takes this away. Although I will say, of the candidates, I think it's going to be a better choice. Any of them will be a better choice than Gary Johnson, who they had last time. So I think, you know, it's going to be a better year.
Also, none of them will be rapists.
That's a good thing. I'm not sure who you're suggesting was.
Joe Biden.
I thought you were saying
Donald Trump talked about the molestation.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.